Wait, let me look that up on the internet real quick.
TagCastPodcast.com.
Today's episode is brought to you in part, as always, by Complete Ag Resolutions, offering you the best solutions in your agricultural needs. Check them out at www.facebook.com/Complete Ag Resolutions. Dude, what are you doing in the rain?
I'm just standing here waiting for my ride.
Did I get a quarter? You got a quarter?
No, I'm just waiting for my ride. I don't have any money.
Where are you going?
None of your business.
You don't sound like you're very happy.
I'm just standing in the rain.
Well, that's shitty. You know what you could do to make yourself feel better?
What?
Listen to some Frank Zappa.
Who?
Frank Zappa.
Frank Zappa?
Yeah, he's an old music composer who passed away in the 90s.
Really?
Yeah, he has some awesome albums, over 70 albums.
What?
Yeah, and you can actually hear about each and every album on a new thing called the ZappaCast.
What?
Yeah, with Terry and Gatz, the same guys from TagCast.
Well, I'll check that out.
Check it out at www.zappacast.com.
And now, it's time for the TagCast podcast with Terry and Gatz. My name's Terry Guile.
I don't like your jerk-off name. I don't like your jerk-off face. I don't like your jerk-off behavior. And I don't like you. Jerk-off.
See, because I paid a lake for weed, like, in the 70s, and I never got the real one back.
You just got tagged.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
And his name is Dustin Gatchel.
I heard in Hawaii, your spam email is your good email.
The TagCast podcast starts right now.
I get Mad Libs confused with... Hello and welcome to the TagCast podcast, episode number 2 of season 2. My name's Terry Guile.
And I'm dancing.
He's dancing Gatch.
I'm dancing Indian.
He's dancing two dancing Indians. It's 2 minutes to midnight by Iron Maiden.
This is 8-bit?
This is 8-bit, and I just thought that I just thought that was a really high quality version of the song.
That's pretty funny.
So all you Iron Maiden fans out there, sorry to deny you the true Maiden, but we would have got sued, okay? We don't have the clearances to play Iron Maiden. I mean, their
singer...
You can
afford 8 bits of it.
Their singer fucking flies their own jet. Do you think that we could afford to pay for royalty costs? For
yes.
Two!
And he's often mistaken, but he is not the producer of the Blue Oyster Cult album, is he?
No, that was famed producer Bruce Dickinson. That was actually a real person. He did some Cheap Trick and whatnot, and the Cowbell episode on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, that's not actually Bruce Dickinson from Iron Maiden.
And a lot of metal people saw Christopher Walken say that he was Bruce Dickinson, and they were totally confused.
Yeah.
They're like...
Why
is he even saying Bruce Dickinson? That makes no sense whatsoever. So, yeah, we're going with the number themes, 2 minutes to midnight. It's number 2 episode of season 2. It's like a 2-2-2.
Yeah.
Whoa.
You know what I'd like to hear? I would like to hear a reggae version of the song by Snoop Lion.
Wow. Are you Lion?
Yeah, I am.
I've heard that, you know, you don't have to change your name to be a reggae star.
What are some other names that, some more appropriate animals, though, that he could, like Snoop Antelope? What would sound better than Snoop Lion? Sounds dumb.
How about Snoop Tiger?
Snoop Tiger?
Snoop Liger.
What about like even Snoop Cow?
I feel like I'm playing Mario Brothers right now.
That's probably where they got the sounds from.
That's so awesome. So yeah, from the Power Slave CD. That's too cool. But yeah, 2 minutes to midnight, episode number 2. I have trouble turning it off. I just want to turn it up. Hey, Flames, if you're listening, no drummers needed for this. I know you know this song note for note, but I mean beat for beat, because you're a drummer. Listen to Dave Murray. Too awesome. So yeah, I forgot to tell everybody on Wednesday, get out there and do some humping. We forgot to say hump day because we were preoccupied by the fact.
Get out and do some humping tonight.
Yeah, it's Friday. You guys ready to party?
Yeah, speaking of Friday... Your birthday's tomorrow.
It
Happy
is.
Happy birthday, Mang.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You
I, I share a
plans?
Birthday with some celebrities and some mm-hmm. pseudo-celebrities. with Gene uh-huh. Simmons from Kiss.
Yes.
Which
yes.
is the illegitimate half-brother of Richard Simmons.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And then Elvis Costello.
Uh-huh.
Also. And superfan Jared.
Wow.
It's my birthday. Huh. And another, Kaylin Payne. From
wow.
the Dixie Creek Saloon, yep.
Wow.
So we should have all got together and had a huge birthday bash
wow.
at Dixie. And if I would have known that, I might have done it, but I'm going to be in Portland. So sorry,
you
guys.
Throw in old Mandy, and you got quite a few group of people that
Who's
you
Mandy?
Know.
Who's Mandy? Oh, that's right. We just saw Mandy. That's yeah. right. Not
so,
not like, Mandy that lives next to the Dixie. Don't get confused. Mandy, hope no. you're listening, too. You and Dodge Truck, I know, listen
no.
to this song. That's a weird name for a person.
I don't remember
my
her
one
last
eyed,
name. Is that weird?
Mandy, I'm having a hard time remembering it too. Dude, that's fucking weird.
All right. Well, anyway, I mean,
yeah.
you know a good three other people. Is that what you're saying? That are besides
two.
Yourself?
Superfan Jared and Kaylin, and then the two other people I don't know, Gene Simmons and Elvis Costello.
Well, Mandy.
Oh, Mandy, but what was her name?
Well, that's not, I mean.
That's besides the point. Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
I know
three
people.
I don't know three people. That share my birthday personally.
No? Well, I guess I'm lucky. Sometimes yeah. you're like Loverboy and you get lucky.
Maybe one of our fans knows.
More people with the August 25th birthday?
No, maybe they know more birthdays of themselves.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Maybe. I do not know. But speaking of birthdays, I was going to talk about the thing that I usually talk about, which we didn't get to Wednesday because there were no notable celebrity birthdays that I could come across.
Uh-huh.
But I know in season one it got to be kind of a thing where we listed celebrity birthdays. And so I took the time today, I put out some messages and tried to get some responses. And as I was doing that, I researched the celebrity birthdays and I wrote them all down in my notebook. And then I left my notebook at home. So that is totally stupid. But
you
luckily,
left your notebook at home.
Yeah, I did. But luckily,
some
I have
field
a,
notes.
I got a little computer here in my hands, so that will help me out on the famous birthdays.
Famous birthdays.
And you know, I don't know if you guys even care, but we don't hit on all of them. We basically here's what I boil it down to: we cover comedians and actors that we enjoy, uh-huh. and rockers and people like that. You know,
yeah.
Let's see who we got. Andreas Kisser from British or Brazilian heavy metal mm-hmm. band Sepultura.
Nice.
It's his birthday today. He was born the same year as me, one day different.
Wow.
Yeah, so he's only one day older than me. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Also on this day, heavy metal singer John Bush from wow. Anthrax and Armored Saint. He was born in 1963, so that makes him 49. Wow. He's getting up there. Hey, you know who's 50 today?
Who's that? Wait.
He's an actor and he's funny.
Ryan Seacrest.
Nope, he's 52. No, David Koechner.
Oh, yeah.
From Saturday Night Live and The Office and Anchorman. Love that
Packard.
Dude. Yeah, old fucking Packer.
He's dude, a funny I love dude. Him even on
so, and I don't think he
Trucker
looks,
and Naked Tucker.
I don't really think that he looks 50.
No, he doesn't.
I think that he's a real funny guy, though.
He is. He is.
Another funny person.
Funny how?
What do you mean funny? What, do I make you laugh? Like a clown?
Dave, like a clown.
Dave Chappelle.
Oh, really?
He's only 39, man.
Wow.
He's a millionaire, 39 years old.
He could be a millionaire.
Oh, he's probably over a millionaire. But yeah, happy birthday, Dave Chappelle.
Happy birthday, Dave Chappelle.
And I think that's all I got for today.
Right on. So what are your big plans tomorrow? Are you going to get what kind of cake are you going to get?
Well, I've been told by Boomer that the Cannabis Cafe is going to make me a special little cupcake.
Oh, really?
With my name on it. And I don't know if any of you are familiar with the Cannabis Cafe or what happens with their cupcakes, but they're special cupcakes, not just because it would have my name on it, but mm-hmm. because of the fact that it's the Cannabis Cafe.
And it would be filled with green
yeah.
stuff.
And maybe it would be green on the outside. You know, knowing those guys, they would probably have green frosting that was infused with
yeah.
some sort of marijuana.
You know what's a fun prank to pull is you get a cake, maybe some green frosting. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
And then you put it inside a napkin.
Huh.
Like a big old glob of green frosting in a napkin, right?
Right.
And then you walk into the room to your friends, right? And you like look like you have to sneeze. And then you're like, achoo, pretend to blow your nose in the napkin. And then you open it up to where they can just see the glimpse of green. And then you just lick a big old glob of that.
Oh, gross out competition. Napkin. Oh, man.
Dude,
I just blew my own mind. I just found another person that I personally know that has the same birthday as me.
Whoa, that's like five peeps.
J.R. Bamonte. From Pain Clinic.
Oh, wow. JR.
My buddy's from Reno, Dave Forsythe's friend.
I know
and
Pain Clinic.
Yeah, Pain Clinic. So happy birthday tomorrow to you, JR.
And happy birthday to Molly.
Glad that your band is doing well. And while I speak of you really quick, these guys, they're metal, thrash metal. I saw them posting some stuff about Dimebag because it was his birthday the other day.
Uh-huh.
They're big fans of Pantera. Now, I'm not a huge fan of Pantera. I hope I don't alienate myself from any of my audience. I don't dislike them. I just never got into them as much as everybody else. But here's something that
I
ran
past
across.
Your time maybe for
so
like...
Next year, they have this Sonosphere Festival in Nebworth, which is overseas somewhere. Pantera with Zakk Wylde on guitar.
Wow.
Now, I know that most people who love Pantera...
I heard that rumor a while ago, actually.
I'd never heard that, and I saw the official bill today.
There was a few, like...
And the big stage that for this festival is Iron Maiden and Motley Crue and some others on the... And then the other one is Pantera with Zakk Wylde, Pearl Jam on the other stage.
Is this album all going to be performed?
No, it's not an album.
I know, but I'm sorry. Is this festival going to be all in 8-bit?
It might possibly. That's the only way they can get away with him representing for Dimebag. No, but I know that Zakk and Dimebag were super close.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of the fans really are that love Dimebag, love Zakk, and I think that it'll probably be embraced. I was just wondering if there was any listeners out there who thought that it shouldn't go down. You know, I mean, let it lay where it was out of a... But, you know, I think the Dimebag, in my opinion, would probably want it to go down.
For sure.
You know, just for the fans, I would imagine. So that's happening. Pantera next year. The first time they've probably performed in over 10 years, I would imagine.
Wow. Do you know if either one of those guys were from Kentucky?
I do not. Why?
Do you know any musicians? Can you name a band from Kentucky?
No, not off the top of my head. I'd have to Google it, and that's cheating.
Huh. Well, okay, what about famous actors, comedians, anybody from D celebrity up?
Are you headed somewhere with this? Or?
Yeah, I'm just wondering if anybody ever came out of Kentucky.
And what brought you to have this question?
Well, have you ever seen that show Call of the Wild Man?
No.
I can't remember what channel it's on, but it's maybe Animal Planet. But this guy goes and his whole shtick is... getting rid of your pests, right? Snakes, raccoons with his bare hands.
Ooh.
And, you know, I mean, he looks Kentucky hillbilly, and he goes, yeah, after he catches something, and...
But is he from Kentucky?
Yeah, this is a Kentucky show. Oh. And, you know, he's got the whole gang, and he's like, this is how I potted down in Kentucky, and then they get all hillbilly, and they're all singing, got the whole world in his hands, which I didn't even think people did that anymore.
But that show is...
If that is any representation of what is going on in Kentucky on the whole, they are so far behind, but living probably a simple life.
So were you
under
the impression that there wouldn't be any celebrities from Kentucky?
All right. Do you have any for me?
I just checked it out.
All right. I want to hear these. I'm very interested.
Larry Flint.
All right. I believe it.
From Hustler. George Clooney.
Really?
Ned Beatty.
Wow.
Foster Brooks. You know Foster Brooks?
That sounds familiar.
He's an old comedian that used to be on Match Game and some other shows.
Okay.
And his famous line that I remembered as a kid was he'd always play it drunk, and he was always drunk.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
And he'd say, I'd rather have a bottle in front of me than a frontal lobotomy.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's where I first...
He was a big...
Dude, you're going to trip.
He was popular for being drunk.
You're going to fucking trip right now. I'm tripping as I look. This isn't going to trip you. John Carpenter, you know, he's a director of horror movies. You're sitting down? Tom Cruise, Johnny Depp.
Wow.
Ashley Judd. Hall and Oates. No, just kidding. William Shatner.
Wow.
Hal Sparks.
Okay.
Chuck Woolery.
Hal. Oh, that's crazy. So they must.
Ernest.
I don't think there.
Jim Varney.
There must clearly be a defined backwoods Kentucky. Then.
Steve Zahn.
Steve Zahn.
Jack Warden.
I could kind of believe Steve Zahn. Because the characters he plays kind of like a little.
Adrian Belew from Frank Zappa's band.
Nice.
Billy Ray Cyrus.
Well, all right. But I did see.
The Everly Brothers.
One of the guys from.
You want me to stop? Wynonna Judd.
Yes.
Patti Loveless.
Now you're going country. Now you're listening.
Artemis Pyle, drummer from Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Well, that I would.
Dwight Yoakam.
Okay. Well, remember, we had Chris Castles on. Where is Lynyrd Skynyrd from? Are they from Gainesville or from Alabama?
They're from Gainesville. 100%.
What the fucking Sweet Home Alabama?
That's just a song about Alabama because that's just up the road a piece.
Oh. All right.
So Kentucky is a fucking hotbed for celebrities, obviously.
It is. Well, I mean, I saw a shirt this weekend that said what happens in Kentucky should stay in Kentucky.
Well, you know it.
But, man, that guy, he was grabbing, he was up in the rafters in this costume loft thing. There were snakes coming out of, like, dresses and stuff. And he was just grabbing them with his bare hands. He couldn't see if they were poisonous or not. One looked like a giant copperhead about 2 feet long.
People don't give a shit.
He was like, I can't worry about that one because he's got this other one that looks like a black mamba jumping at him, biting him twice, and he's still going for it.
Oh, shit. So, you know how it goes in the South? A lot of those people end up being related, so I wonder if George Clooney and Tom Cruise and Steve Zahn and all those guys are probably all cousins. And Rosemary Clooney, too, who's a singer, which I believe she must be related to George Clooney if they're from the same state. Oh,
yeah.
If they got the same name, you know they're related. If they don't have the same name, they're probably still related.
Uh-huh. Well, Kentucky, isn't that where the Hatfield and McCoys were and stuff?
Right. I believe so. But then you got Florida. And as I get to some weird news stories that I used to do on season one, a lot of them were from Florida.
Uh-huh.
The bath salts thing, some other thing where a guy shot himself and then went to the cops and then they arrested him for a warrant or something.
Uh-huh.
Here's a story from just 2 days ago. In Melbourne, Florida, which not to be confused with Australia, they arrested a babysitter. She's a lady who is 46 years old. She's supposed to be watching a five-year-old. And they found her naked, face up, lying in the parking lot of the motel. And the kid was upstairs playing video games, and they asked the kid where his babysitter was, and he said that he didn't know, that she'd been gone for a while. His parents were at the casino gambling, having some drunken slut babysit for their kid, and she just left him in the room and went and passed out in the parking lot. She wasn't on bath salts or synthetic marijuana or anything.
She just left the kid.
He was watching, or he's playing video games in the motel room. What's wrong with these people from Florida? I just don't understand.
People, I mean, video games will entertain you for quite a while.
Oh, a video game can babysit you for days.
If it's like if he was playing
Skyrim. It'd take him 11 or 12 days.
Yeah.
And that's with no sleep.
He would have plenty of time to go get cracked out.
You know how cracked out the kids get on these video games? There's a little story. I won't withhold any names because I usually don't. My buddy Travis Wigger, who is my one-legged stump brother, he's got a son who's about five or so, and he's into the realm of video games hardcore right now. He was playing his video game, and he had to go to the bathroom, but he didn't want to stop playing his video game, so he just pooped on the floor. Then he tried to play it off and said, Dad, there's a turd on the floor over there. I don't know where. And then, like, he had told his brother or something. His brother ratted him out. So, kids, just for your eyes and your physical and mental safety, when you got to take a bathroom break, just push pause. Go to the bathroom. Collect your thoughts. Push a turd out. Take a piss. Don't poop on the carpet or hardwood floors, whatever's in your living room.
What I get out of that, though, is, hey, don't rat on your brother when he dumps on the floor.
Well, you know, if you don't say little brother did it, your next thing, if he says it first, little brother could say, I saw him. He didn't want to quit playing the video game and he shit right on the floor, Dad.
Yeah.
Wasn't me. So that's pretty funny. Hey, you remember, I think it was a couple episodes before the last episode, we were talking about wrestlers.
Wrestling?
The crazy pro wrestlers that, like, we learned that Sergeant Slaughter was a Saddam Hussein
supporter. He was a terrorist.
He was an Iraqi flag wielding Saddam Hussein enthusiast. But we were talking about Andre the Giant and how tall he was, and you had mentioned that you thought he was at least 7'7". I agreed. I thought he was probably taller than that. So I wikied it, which I guess can't always be considered the gospel, but they say that he was touted at being 7'4", but he was actually only 6'11", and he weighed 500 pounds. Now, maybe you could help me out, Bobby and Danny, from the Vowel Movements podcast. Was he only 6'11"? Because that dude looked huge. And you
Andre the Giant, he could...
Heard the camera adds 4 inches anyway.
He could...
to your penis.
He could wrap his hand around a beer can, I know that.
Wow.
He could hide a beer in his hand.
Was he bigger than Mean Joe Green, the football player? Do you remember him?
Yeah, I know.
Do you remember how small that Coke bottle looked in his hand when he used to chug? And I used to try that as a kid, to just chug a 10-ounce Coke bottle.
Uh-huh.
And on a hot summer day when it's super cold, the fizz just burns your throat like crazy. And I can never make it.
You really are making me want.
An ice cold
glass soda.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? I went into this Mexican restaurant in, it's this little shack kind of thing in Halsey, where we've been getting some tacos with the lime that I mentioned.
A taco with lime.
They've got Coke in the bottle there.
Nice.
With Mexican writing on it.
Oh, yeah. You can get that at Costco by the case.
That's probably what they do.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
It's like a buck a bottle.
They're entrepreneurs. I know. They charge me $1.50 and it's a 12 ounce and it's only $1 for a can. So what the hell? You get the same amount of just to drink it out of a nice cold glass. I don't know.
Better be encased in ice then.
Hey, well, I guess our first segment last time at this time was What's in Hans's CD player. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So I want to try to keep a little order this season if we can. Keep our episodes to a reasonable amount except for special occasions and maybe try to keep our segments in certain order so you guys kind of know what to expect. And then when you get comfortable, we'll fucking switch it up on you.
Blam.
So yeah, every episode we try to hit what's in Hans's CD player, and when we forget, he notices. He thought he got canceled one time.
Blam.
We've mentioned this band before because Hans liked him. I don't know if it was in his CD player before, but Paul Bearer. No relation to Paul Malkins. And he's listening to the album Sorrow and Extinction, which sounds pretty doomy.
He might have had in his CD player another Paul Bearer album. Or maybe we just talked about Paul Bearer during one of the 80s or the 84 or something.
And he's the one also that says he wished that we were live sometime so he could call in and tell us when we don't know what we're talking about.
Why doesn't he just be a guest?
Like I said before, he's got to get home early to make dinner. And then he'd have to drive clear across town. And he wouldn't be able to drink more than one beer because he'd have to drive afterwards. And he would have a plethora of reasons of why he didn't have to. So I don't think I touched on this. I'd like to touch on Monday. I didn't get to it Wednesday's show because we're just talking motherfuckers. But you didn't get to go, but I got to go check out Kyle Kinane.
Kyle Kinane.
We mentioned in season one that we were going to bum rush their performance and have them on the podcast, but I tried to line some things up with Seth, the promoter, and it just didn't work out. And of course, you know, they just finished their tour. We were going to try to help promote his tour, which they just did, I don't even know how many, at least 15 dates, and this was their last day of the tour.
Uh-huh.
So the last thing you want to do after you do 40-minute set after the last day of a tour is talk to a couple retards from
Something
Oregon.
Something like that you'd probably want to schedule before you went on the tour.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, it's just one of those things that popped in our brain. Hey, this guy is kind of cool and we'd like to have him on the show. But anyway, I went down there and checked him out and I had a great night. Ian Carmel killed it as usual. I got to see the Brian Cook dude who I hadn't seen.
Is it Carmel or Caramel?
It's Carmel. And he's funny. Have you ever seen that guy?
Uh-uh.
His name is Ian Carmel.
Uh-huh.
He is a 250 or 300 pound Jewish Italian man.
Uh-huh.
His name should not be Ian Carmel, he says.
Huh.
Ian Carmel sounds like a whimsical candy store. He goes, if anything, his name should be Shlomo Pudding Tits. Or he could just be announced as, quote, Ham Hawk, unquote.
Yeah.
So that's some of the stuff he was saying. He's a hilarious guy, and he's getting more and more popular. And Brian Cook was killer. He did some stuff about his upbringings in Maine, in a rural town, and how there's gay people and how he can't believe that they come out of the closet while they're still in school because it's hard enough to be an awkward teenager in school with your peers anyway.
Yeah.
And he had a lot of good stuff. I believe he's from Seattle now.
Damn.
But those guys were all funny. Shane Torres and Zach Toscani from Portland came down and did guest sets, and Seth did a little set. And then afterwards, I got high score on Pac-Man.
Damn.
And you know how pissed I was?
Huh.
How pissed do you think I was?
That you got high score? I don't think you're very pissed.
I was really stoked, but then when it didn't let me put my name in, I got pissed. There's no this Pac-Man machine has no, you get high score and it says high score.
Yeah.
But there's no listing of the high scorers. Scorers.
I don't think the Pac-Mans did back in the day, did they?
I guess not, because it's an original, and so I got pissed. So I had to play Robotron, where I got 18 out of 100. First time playing it in... No, not Robotron. Joust. Remember Joust?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I got fifth place on Centipede. Suck it, Bradwin. Andy nice. Bradwin has 1, 2, and 3, and he had all 10, but I think the power went out or something, or they reset the machine, which is gay. Don't reset the machines. Level up.
Yeah, you know, that's the whole waste if you do
I
that.
I want a George Costanza, and I'll buy the machine from you if you guys are closing down.
Yeah.
I'll rent a generator.
Remember our sound advisor?
Who?
He went down to Jeff's.
Blair Alley?
Jeff Simpson?
Yeah.
He went down to a pinball tournament down in Eugene.
Yeah, Blair Alley Pinball, yeah.
Yeah, and
they have balls of steel.
He got 31 out of 40th, he said. He said a lot of big hitters came down from Portland.
That's
last
awesome.
Year he said he got 16th or something.
I played pinball Monday. I played the Simpsons pinball machine.
Uh-huh.
It dicked me, dude. It went right down the middle like 3 times.
Damn.
And it was like $6 million for an extra game.
Yeah, I went... Adam's family.
And so there was this whole line of like 30 pinball machines. And when I walked by to go to the bathroom, I said, Whirlwind.
Oh, Whirlwind classic.
I'm playing Whirlwind. Came back by, someone was playing it, and someone played it. The whole. I mean, I could have put my quarter on and said, hey, can I play it? But I don't want to do that. I was there for a comedy show anyway. But yeah, it was a good comedy show. Check out Kyle Kinane. You can check him out on YouTube. He's told some funny stories about being driving drunk home,
uh-huh.
And he came out of the bar and he heard these tink, tink. He said it sounded like the bottles on the Warriors. Uh-huh. Come out and play. Turned out it was a skunk that had his head stuck in a mayonnaise jar.
Nice.
It was like tink, tink, tink on the pavement.
That'd be sweet.
If you want to hear the rest of that story, which is totally comical, check out Kyle Kinane. He was also on an episode of Workaholics, and he has a Comedy Central Presents. And maybe we'll get him on the show when he comes back through.
Right on.
Who knows?
Can I get deep on you real quick?
You got lube?
Damn.
Where would we be as a world right now if there never was a war?
Any war ever?
Any war ever.
Wow. Where would we be? I think we'd be in some... I don't know. I'm not a supporter of war, per se, but I think things would kind of be fucked up if no one, like, took a stand to stand up for...
No one ever expanded for land.
Everybody would... Well, whatever. I don't know. What are most wars about? Land?
Land expansion and power. I was thinking of that the other day because that song, War, huh? What is it good for? And I thought, well, land expansion and power.
That's something.
Oh, yeah.
That's not absolutely nothing.
I was thinking, well...
Say it again. Did you know that that book, War and Peace, was originally called War, What Is It Good For?
Land expansion and power.
War! Good God! Yeah! What is it good for? Land expansion and
power.
Baby. I think we should do that on our... Facebook site for song parodies.
Yeah, that'd be sweet.
Did you see the Marilyn Manson one from Floyd?
Yeah, I added
a beautiful pizza. A beautiful pizza.
I added some to it.
I haven't checked it out since you added, so that
I can't
be
remember
nice.
What it was, but
pretty sweet. Hey, you were just getting deep on me, and that hurt a little bit. But
damn.
This is kind of a deep story. It was a news story, and I wouldn't really chalk it up to weird news.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of like fucked up police news. I don't know if you heard this story. I don't know if I heard it or not.
Damn.
So this was in Tennessee, and this black dude was reportedly a passenger of a car that was pulled over, and then they said that they searched him once, And they
search me twice.
And then they found a little nug of weed.
Found a little nug.
And then they put him in the cop car. And then they searched him again.
Search me twice.
Found nothing. And then they handcuffed him and put him in the car.
Handcuffed him.
Next thing they know, they come back and he shot himself in the head.
Ooh.
And he's dead.
Wow.
So they're claiming, I'm claiming that these white police from Memphis, Tennessee probably shot this dude and are saying that he killed himself, because how can you shoot yourself in the head? And they said that it was point blank because of the powder burns, that the gun was probably touching his skin when the trigger was pulled.
Wow.
He had handcuffs on. He was left-handed, and he was shot in the right temple, and they searched him twice. How could they? What, did he have the gun up his ass? And then how did he get the gun out with handcuffs on? I don't understand why.
That's
these...
just a mess. And these guys are getting off?
They're on paid administrative leave right now.
So one guy got off that kicked that lady. Did you see that?
No.
She was handcuffed and sitting on the ground.
Oh, I saw a still of it, but I didn't click on the link.
Yeah, and then he got off.
Yeah, I bet he got off on kicking her when she was down, too. Like an asshole police officers. Now, I've ran into a couple nice police officers, but I think in the bigger cities, there's more chance of them being an asshole or a racist or just plain old being jaded towards criminals,
yeah,
you know, just treating everybody. And so they said that this guy he had some crank on him, apparently. Then they tested his blood after he was dead, and he was under the impression of anti-anxiety medication and oxycodone, and he had some marijuana in his system.
Marijuana cigarettes.
So he was high on.
Bam.
And the weird thing is, you know how cops always have the dash cam?
Uh-huh.
Well, there's two cop cars. For some reason, they parked trunk to trunk as the whole thing went down.
Oh, that's like they parked like gay elephants.
Ass to ass. Ass to ass.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like gay elephants.
No, I'm talking about like Requiem for a Dream.
Uh-huh.
Ass to ass. So that meaning that the cameras are both pointing opposite directions to where one car is not behind the other one catching what's going on. And it's just weird. There's holes through the whole story.
Hmm.
And this poor...
There is corruption going on there.
Poor little dude, man. He's a black dude and he was just... I don't even think he had a warrant. So kill him. Kill him. So yeah,
dirty, rotten, filthy, stinking.
I just wanted to, it was just something that was weighing on my head. I went down and talked to my dad the other day, and he told me about this story, and I was like, you know what, I'm going to mention that on the podcast, because it's fucking with my brain. It makes me glad, and it sucks. It in a way makes me glad to be white, but it also brings on white guilt. You're familiar with white guilt? No, you're not.
Yeah, well, I'm familiar with bead guilt. I have to live with the guilt that my ancestors are that
lamb
to trade land for beads.
And blankets full of smallpox.
Yep.
All right.
You never, is that like the dog looks in the water with the bone and sees the bigger bone?
And drops it to try to get it?
Yeah, and then.
Aesop's Fable.
And then SARS.
How does SARS play in? I don't understand.
Oh, with smallpox.
Oh. Wow.
Can you ramble on an underground band that you like from around the area? Mendoza?
I can ramble on Mendoza. I'm hoping that those guys are going to come back around.
People should check those guys out if they like what kind of music.
Doom metal and stoner metal. A little bit of thrash. They say that it's kind of a mix between Lynyrd Skynyrd and Entombed and Clutch. Nice. Somewhere
wow.
in there. Or if early Mastodon was raped by Lynyrd Skynyrd while listening to Entombed in Neil Fallon's beard, which is the singer from Clutch. I don't know if that you can quote me directly, but yeah, it's a mix of all those. They'll do some Clutch covers. They do some Sleep covers. They do some Melvins covers. They're a great band. I know Bina's coming down. She's the drummer, and she's coming down to visit, but I saw that she was going to be in town to visit Mac from the Oak Street Speakeasy, because they're good friends. And then I said, hey, is Mendoza going to play? And she's all, no, I'm just coming down for a visit. But they are still doing shows. They just had a successful show up at Victoria, Canada. Deuce, their guitarist, said that it was the best show that he'd ever done. And
wow.
they played a ton of shows. he was sorry to the last band who did not get to play because they blew up the sound system. So maybe that's why it was his favorite show, because they blew up the sound system. But yeah, they've got a lot of cool releases you should check out. Illuminaris, White Rhino, Cabre Nocha.
H-M-U-M.
C-12, something with a number. Uganda HMC-5.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they have four releases. They also have a song on Underworld 2 soundtrack,
yeah,
which is a major label film that I don't know how they pulled that off, but it was pretty freaking awesome.
Yeah, that is cool.
We'd put it out there to get some topics, and the only guy that responded was Crosby Ringer.
Thank you, Crosby.
Yep, he plays for a band called Stepper.
Stepper.
And they have stepped up to the plate to take the place of a canceled band.
Have you
heard
those guys?
I saw one video when they were playing outside, and I did hear it, but it wasn't the greatest sound on the video. But, yeah, they're kind of like a hard rock, heavy metal type band.
Yeah,
He said that their lyrics are perceived by some to be too aggressive and hardcore because his singer says motherfucker a lot.
I think it reminds me of, like, maybe kind of like early 80s kind of, you know, kind of punker lyrics, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That are in your face. And
you're like, fuck you, motherfucker.
Yeah. You know, I mean, just still having a good time. But, yeah, you know, not like, la, 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 but more like, ba, da, 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 da.
Yeah. There's a big difference between that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this was his third suggestion. We covered the other two on Wednesday. Here's a question from Crosby for us to discuss. How can bands stay fresh and not have to rely on the same set?
Douching.
Yes, keep your pussy fresh. You could use Massengill. A Summer's Eve is okay, but just make sure to change your douche nozzle.
Not have to rely on the same set.
Here's my advice for a band to stay fresh. If you only have one band and you have the time to do it, you should practice. Mm-hmm. Practice several times a week. If you guys can't get together, give lists to each other of songs if you're maybe learning covers to spice up your set.
Mm-hmm.
Or say, in your case, if Shane has a bunch of material and you haven't learned it all yet and you don't have time to get together for practices, do it as homework. Take it home with you and learn the riffs. And then when you get together, you kind of already know the songs and you just hammer out the hard parts. And that's my thing, is to stay fresh, is you have to practice a lot and you have to rotate songs in your practices. Because if I've been in many bands that get into the situation where you've always got a show coming up, so you always have to practice your set. And sometimes that doesn't leave you time to practice a couple songs.
The rest of your songs.
Your
and
other
if you
songs.
Got a nice catalog, you know, you're going to be sitting there 3 hours at a time and never.
Yeah. Like, say you practice for 3 hours with no breaks and you just play like 25 songs just so you can pick and choose.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you do want to practice your songs like the last couple practices before a show. Like, say it's not a dress rehearsal, but more of a rehearsal than a practice where you run through the set in order.
Now, I thought he was asking about like a set list, how to keep the set list from being fresh rather than playing the same set list every time.
That might be true, too.
But that's what I could address that and say maybe each one of them could write out all their songs in an ideal set list, and then they just rotate the three set lists.
Yeah, and I know that in bands a lot of times, sometimes the first song or the last song is sometimes determined by the drummer, whether he has to warm up a little bit. Like, you can't just bust. And some drummers can just bust right out of the gate. Some drummers want to get that hardest song out of the way first because their fatigue factor will kick in later, and they're like, I won't be able to play that song after I've already played these other four songs. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, a lot of times it's dictated by that, and sometimes you'll put a suggestion like, hey, let's mix up the set, keep it fresh. And I was like, I really can't do that song. I have to do this song first, you know, but I don't know.
Yeah.
That's as good of an answer as I can come with. Mm-hmm. So just try to mix up the set if you can, if that's what you mean.
Yeah, and then, you know, I mean, eventually you'll get more and more sets.
And it might make more sense if I read it as he actually wrote it. It says, how can bands stay fresh, parentheses, not rely on same set, parentheses. So I didn't know if that was like 2 points in one or if that was just clarifying what he meant, which is kind of how you perceived it.
Yeah. I think we covered both of them pretty well, though.
Yeah. Now, this last one.
That's a two-for-one deal, Crosby.
That is. And luckily for you, because this last one I don't think we're going to be able to pull off until another episode when we do some homework. He wants us to describe a killer show Mad Lib style.
Hmm.
So I guess that means that one of us would have to write a description of a killer show, take out all the adjectives, nouns, and verbs.
Or maybe...
And put blanks in, yeah. And then have you fill it out, or
yeah.
Vice versa.
Yeah, something like that. Or maybe...
And if that's not what you meant, Crosby, maybe you should let us know, because we're kind of retarded sometimes.
Yeah. Write a story about a huge festival with a bunch of bands and adjectives around those bands, and then you can erase all the bands and then fill in the bands. So it'd be like the death grinding sounds of Poison.
Which is a very good description of the band Poison.
It is.
By the way.
It is.
Hey, did you hear any stories from anybody that went to see Kiss and Motley Crue last week? Or?
No, but look what the cat dragged in.
What?
I don't know. You got any stories about anybody that went to the Kiss and Motley Crue show last weekend?
Open up and say ah. Now, why do we keep saying Poison album names?
Oh, did I say Kiss and Motley Crue? Sorry.
Yeah, that's Poison. I'd like to be Kiss and Motley Crue. I saw a funny post from a guy who plays in a 80s metal cover band and some other
80s metal cover band.
And you know, they're my age-ish, and that's what they love, you know. And I love more death metal and alternative and stuff, and they like 80s butt rock, which is awesome. Uh-huh. Well, one guy went and he sent a message to his singer that said, "Dude, Vince Neil totally sounded like you when you're making fun of Vince Neil, or, you know, at practice, except you might have been a little better."
Have you heard the new Motley Crue song yet?
Sex.
Have you heard it?
No, I haven't.
Neither have I.
I don't think it's good enough for us to listen to. No. It's probably right up there with that Kiss song.
Well, it should be out, right? If they're touring, that song should be out.
Wouldn't it be don't you think the full album would already be out?
I don't know.
It seems like some bands do a tour before the album comes out. Maybe the single's out, but you'd think if it was out, like K-Fly and stuff would be playing it because they like to play Motley Crue.
Yeah, yeah.
They play a lot of Motley Crue. I think they play more Motley Crue than they do Kiss.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I've only heard...
Well, I don't know, though, because they play that...
Hell or. That's the new Kiss song.
It sounds
really
just
good.
Like Paul Stanley.
His vibrato is amazing on that one.
You know what, though?
What?
Bing! You got any, you got a bing segment for us?
Oh, yeah. Do you got any, like, if
all
you
right,
just,
let's see.
What kind of a question do you got?
I got a question. All right. How great is?
Wait a second here. I'm behind the times. So do I have to bing it? Or going to Google it?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't?
Yeah. How great is? So what we're doing here is we're binging and Googling and we're going to type in how great is and it will auto result for us and we're going to figure out how great what is the top thing people are searching for, right?
Right. And we did that by accident a few weeks ago and it was hilarious. I typed in why does my vag smell?
Uh-huh. That was the number one thing that people were looking up.
So you wanted to know how great are?
No, how great is.
Oh, that's not very good. How great is our God lyrics?
Okay.
Is that a good song?
Have you ever?
Yeah. Have you ever? That's
have
a good
you
one.
Ever?
Let me try that one.
All right.
Because that last one was kind of.
It was.
Not very good.
Have you ever?
See, that's why I don't like Google. I'm going to Bing.
All right.
You know, guess what it was? It was a song title. I Want to Know.
I Want to Know. You love me.
Have you ever seen the rain?
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to go Have You Ever on Bing.
It's time to.
Have you ever been bonded? That's what Bing says.
Like bonded is insured? All right,
I like the why is my and those ones. I'm going to try why
right,
is my.
How about
why is my poop green? Is number one. And then the other one, the second one is why is my computer so slow? Why is my hair falling out? And why is my eye twitching?
All right, we'll type in how do I clean my
poop? No, how do I clean my Ruger SR9?
Ooh.
How do I clean my pool? How do I clean my vagina? We already talked about it.
Yeah.
Douche.
How do you...
Let's get out there. Let's try different ones. We did why does my and how do my...
Okay.
What did they? What did they? What did they wear in the 80s?
All right. How about... what's that... the smell is.
What the smell...
Come no, on. Just the smell is.
The smell is?
That's all I got.
That's not even a question.
Yeah, it is. The smell is.
Yeah, but it's weird. It says the smell in Old Navy jeans.
What about that, man? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about? Those Old Navy jeans.
Are you talking
jeans,
about
man.
In the store or in the jeans themselves?
No, in the store, dude, you try them on and you're like wrapping them. You're trying them on. You're pulling them over your head. You know, you got the jeans, you're trying to put them on, pull them over your head, they just stink.
Okay, how about where does my... Where does my last name come from?
I don't know.
Well, we're from America, honey, our names don't mean shit.
Yeah. Okay, what...
one more?
All,
let's do, you got,
all right, yeah.
Just do one more.
Why did I...
Why did I get married?
Why did I put my finger?
Here's why did immigrants come to America? Why did I put my finger?
Uh-huh. Why did I put my finger?
This is really the last one. Hey, that has no autofill. Why did I put my dog down?
All right.
All right, so that was Bing autofill. We got a couple giggles out of that, but probably could have been that the initial episode or segment of that on season one was way funnier, I believe. Not too sure.
Yeah,
though.
For sure. Did you have any? Any?
Any what?
Any weed? We Hans CD player did, right?
Yes, we did. Remember, he was listening to Paul Bearer.
Oh, that's right. He was listening to more wrestling. Have you been watching any commercials on TV?
No, I
anything in between any commercials?
Pretty much what I do is I DVR stuff and then I skip the commercials or I Netflix.
Well, okay, what have you been watching is what I'm asking.
Dude, I've been watching the season 4 of Breaking Bad.
Ooh,
it's blowing my
man.
Fucking mind.
I heard Jesse died in the first episode.
Maybe of season 5. That was a fake spoiler.
Oh, that was a fake spoiler.
I saw a fake
okay.
spoiler on Twitter that said, I can't believe Jesse died in the first episode, and then it was hashtag fake spoiler.
Some good stuff. How far are you into it?
I got one more episode.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And now I'm not going to be able to watch season 5 because fucking Dish Network took away IFC.
Yeah, I can watch them.
I can get
they
them on.
They always advertise, too. On Dish.
Yeah. Comcast?
Yeah.
Yeah. I hate those guys.
I really...
excuse
I don't know,
me.
Man. It's going crazy.
What is?
You got one episode left, and I don't remember how it finished. I'm not going
to Well,
spoil
I don't
it
think it
you.
Would be a spoiler for anyone listening because most... Well, I shouldn't say that. I know I talk
yeah,
to people
but I mean,
that are on season 2.
No, I don't think so.
Late starters.
But, no, I just don't recall what happened. And
it was right after the part where the cartel had them all down there, and they were telling Jesse that he was going to have to be part of them now, and he wasn't leaving.
Oh, yeah.
And then they poisoned them all. And then they had to take the dude to the doctor, and that Mike dude got shot. And then, I don't know. It's getting pretty crazy. They own the car wash, and
all right. I
know Bob Odenkirk.
Yeah,
awesome
great
job.
Character, great
yeah,
character.
I love his stuff.
Yeah.
He's a great... I mean, that's not his forte, as far as I'm concerned, as far as, like, he's usually a comedy
no,
guy.
No, but he does pretty well at just deadpanning and playing that kind of sarcastic...
That's why I love it, because it's
yeah.
just like...
No mess around. I can grab you by the balls if I want, but I don't look like it.
And at this point, I think he's taking his money, and he's going to get the fuck out of there. Walter was talking about the relocation program that he wanted to try. Mm-hmm. And
yeah.
So, yeah, it's all going pretty crazy right now. I didn't know what to expect, because I watched all of the whole mm-hmm. season in, like, 2 days.
Yeah, that's how I did season 4, too, once it became available on that one service.
Because I had to wait so long.
It, and then, yeah, that was right when it was the same day that they were starting season 5 online. But it's a great show. I highly recommend it. I was very hesitant at first because I was like, I've seen Weeds. I'm not that interested in
it
that.
Doesn't get so housewifey. It doesn't
yeah,
get
doesn't.
Like Sex in the City. It's pretty gritty.
I tried to go back and like watch Weeds with with people and go like, yeah, get into the show with me and try to watch the first two or three episodes of Weeds, and it's really, really hard to go get through.
I've been waiting for the new season to come on to Netflix, and then I keep going back to the last season and trying to watch, and I realize that I must have fallen asleep during a lot of episodes because I'm seeing shit that I don't remember seeing. So
that's because you're always staring at her boobs.
And that makes it to where, like, that makes me think that I'm not really paying that much attention, and it's not that, it's a little bit too... Hey, did you hear about all that stuff earlier in the week about that Pussy Riot shit?
Pussy Riot!
Did you hear about that?
Yeah.
There's a band called Pussy Riot, and they were getting, like, censored or banned or something.
Well, they sang a song about making fun of Putin, right?
Yeah, and they were, like, people were rioting and protesting in front of...
That was their name, was Pussy Riot, right?
Yeah, and they were protesting in front of the Russian embassy or the Russian something or other. I saw a really cool thing, Corey Fry, a friend of the podcast and local journalist. Maybe we get him on the show sometime if he'd like to come on. Anyway, Corey had posted on his Twitter, "That's it. I'm not censoring the word pussy anymore."
Yeah, there's no reason
In print. Wolf pussy, black pussy, you guys are in there. And then later he said, "Nashville pussy, don't think I forgot about you." Because there was, like, on CNN and all these other places, it was just Pussy Riot this, Pussy Riot that.
Yeah,
you know?
And
I had that set up last Friday, last week when I went to my comedy show that got canceled. That was going to be so topical.
Yeah, it was.
And I was going to come out on stage and I was like, what about them Pussy Riots, huh?
Topical and political.
Yeah, and then people would have laughed.
And communist.
You calling me a communist?
A little bit.
Dude, that's some bull crap. Okay, I got one last thing before we talk shit. We were just talking about the Pussy Riot thing in Russia.
Riot.
Well, Russian officials have now banned a sex doll race. It was a river race involving inflatable sex dolls, and they forced them to cancel it. It's kind of like the duck race around here. If you guys know, you put your little rubber ducky, and they float it down the river, and whoever gets there first wins. This is pretty funny. It's the Bubble Baba Challenge 2012, which involves competitors floating down a river on a blow-up doll. And they were told they would not be able to do it due to high waters and road work on a bridge. So it had nothing to do with the fact that they were floating around on sex dolls. It was the fact that the water was too high and there was some construction on the bridge. So for a second there, I thought that the Russians were anti-sex dolls, but we know that the Russians love that shit.
Yeah.
They love it. So yes, after we do the intro and the plugs at the end, I think, and we talk some shit right now, we'll be able to wrap up this episode. And we just found out, breaking news, we will be having a guest on Monday's show. And we didn't think we were going to, but Super Dave Wambacher is going to come in and join us on Monday. So be sure to tune in for that. And now before we go, we're going to hit our final segment of this episode. Talking shit,
shit,
talking shit. Now we are talking shit, talking shit. Talking shit. I hope Dustin starts talking shit pretty soon.
Oh, you want me to start? All right.
Talking shit. I'd rather sing this whole song for the rest of the thing. Talking some shit. Poopy poop poop poop. Talking some shit. I can't even believe that
we ever talked about a blue fart. Have we talked about blue farts?
I don't believe so, but I'm really amazed that we've went like 56 minutes without talking shit.
I know.
What up, Kim? 56 minutes. We're going to go 61
times. Dude, I busted her on bringing up poo the other day. Well, I was like, why do you got to always bring it up?
Because she ate it big time and bruised her ass.
Dude, a blue fart, they are rare and highly coveted.
I don't understand.
The blue hue is created by the explosion of methane gas produced by only one-third of would-be fart lighters. Surprisingly, the rest of us lack the necessary genetics and bacterial composition to produce methane gas, thereby limiting our flatulential color spectrum to orange and yellow.
Dude, I saw a video on the internet the other day of this dude. They were camping. He took his pants down and farted on the campfire.
Yeah.
The fucking thing blew up like a huge fireball. Like, it must have been a huge, you know, how different farts have different amounts of flammable gas. And as our guest from a few episodes ago, Flames, told us, depending on what you eat, you get different colors.
Yeah.
Red and blues, and he likes all the different hues of colors. But this dude, like, probably burned his ass hairs off because it was, I think, the concussion of the explosion actually moved him a little bit, or else it was just his reaction to freaking out because of the fact that his ass was catching on fire. So to all you kids out there, if you're camping and you're thinking about lighting your farts, don't do it on an open campfire.
No, don't.
Just roll up on your shoulders.
And don't light gas on your asshole first.
Just roll up on your shoulders and just... bottle rockets.
You know what you could do, though?
What?
If you go and you have the feeling that you constantly have to poop, go and get it, see a doctor.
Why, what do they do?
Do that, you could have Crohn's disease.
They give you a colonectomy?
Yep.
I'm at the age where now, a few years ago, I should have started seeing a doctor regularly for my prostate exams, and I've yet to succumb to that, whatever you call it.
They don't have to do that now.
Well, don't tell me that. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, okay. I
wanted them to milk my prostate.
I was just trying to fool you.
Oh, good. Because I thought you
now have just a dog run up there with his nose.
I heard that they have a monkey lick your butt
until
the nut
comes
out. Exactly.
They have you eat a peanut.
Call back to episode one.
And then a monkey licks your butt until the peanut passes through, and then they know the time it takes from the peanut.
And then once it hits your lips, you just spit it in the toilet.
Yep. Yeah.
That was a weird flush.
It was. Well, I think that's all we got for today's Friday, right?
Yeah, it's pretty cool that we flushed that segment at the same time we're flushing the whole episode.
Yeah, dude. We're just going to... It's one giant diarrheal flush.
So I probably won't do this every episode, but just kind of proud. This is actually episode 39.
39.
That's a lot of episodes. That's like 13 times 3.
It is 13 times 3. And that is.
What are
39.
That
and
that's how many episodes...
by 39 is divisible by not 3.
Yeah, it is.
Well, yeah, it is.
13.
13 times 3.
I know. It's 39.
What?
And 39 is also the amount of episodes that we're going to have a minimum of this season with
bonus
episodes.
I was a math lead, and I can't believe I just missed that.
Well, you better go back to the chalkboard.
Ew.
Hey, you done long division lately? They still got remainders up in that bitch. Shout out to Seth Milstein. Go see him somewhere. He'll tell that joke. All right, thanks for listening on a Friday, guys. Hope you have a good weekend.
Yeah.
Go check out the Metal Celebration.
Go check it out now, man.
And tune in Monday for more TagCast tomfoolery. We'll have a special guest on the show.
Tomfoolery will be joining us.
And when we say special, we don't mean like we like him a lot. We mean special like retarded.
Hey,
just kidding. He's super.
Olympic gold medal winner, though.
Are you serious?
Oh, Special Olympics, right? You won in the Special Olympics.
Hey, thanks for listening, guys. We'll catch you Monday.
Rock on.
And medal. All right. Hey, all you listeners, we're adding a new little plug part here that we add at the end, so I'm going to give you the shows that are coming up, and there's a lot of them right now, so pay attention. August 24th, Willamette Valley Local Music Scene presents Audiophobia, Stepper, and Bikini at the Impulse Bar in Corvallis. That's at 9 o'clock. It's 21 and over, $3 at the door, 1425 Northwest Monroe in Corvallis. And then August 23rd through the 25th, that's the Eugene Metal Celebration 2 at Black Forest. It starts at 9 on Thursday and Friday and 8 p.m. on Sunday. Thursday's show has Christos, alias Antique Scream, and Purpose of Silence. Friday's show features We Have Guns, Decontinuum, and Kenosis, and another band. I'm not sure who it is because the other band canceled and they've been replaced. And then Saturday's show, on my birthday, is 6 metal bands, and all these shows are free. Dirt Nap, Only Nightmares, The Entity, I Am Ruin, Jean Grey, and Pantheon. So go down to the Black Forest, or we like to call it Blackout Forest, 50 East 11th in Eugene. On August 30th, I'll be doing a set of comedy at the Locals Only Comedy Showcase at the Granary Pizza in Eugene with Seth Milstein and friends. 9 p.m., $5 at the door, 259 East 5th Avenue in Eugene. September 2nd, we got a big show coming up to Portland, Sizzle Fest at Plan B. Check out this lineup. Yob, Lord Dying, Taurus, Thrones, Rabbits, Party Foul, Weird Fear, DRC3, and Billions and Billions, and one other band called Redneck. Doors open at 4 o'clock. It's at Plan B in Portland. You'll have to check the address on that one because I don't have it. It's 21 and over. It's a sliding scale at the door, $10 to $20, depending on what you want to donate, because it's a benefit for a worker from Sizzle Pie Restaurants, which I think is a pizza place in Portland. So go check that out, Yob, before they hit the road for a while. September 7th, Wow Hall is hosting a tribute night with Alice in Chains tribute band Sick Man, Venom tribute Bloodlust, Ministry tribute Thieves, and non-tribute band Elohim, which is kind of black death metal. That's at the Wow Hall, September 7th. It's a Friday night, 8:30 p.m., all ages, $5 at the door. September 8th, we got Black Hair, Awake, Glad Hander, and Sons of Confusion at the Dixie Creek Saloon. It's a free show. Starts at 8:30, 21 and over. September 9th, the Down and Dirty Comedy Showcase. I'll be appearing there at the Ash Street Saloon in Portland with Patrick Perkins, Xander Devereaux, Trevor Thorpe, Marcus Gibson, Iris Gorman, and Lonnie Brune. If anyone's seen Lonnie Brune before, you know that you want to check that out. This Down and Dirty Comedy Showcase is not for the weak at heart. It's going to be a little nastier than normal, so if you're offended easily, send your friends. It's $5 at the door. We might have an open mic or an improv thing going on afterwards. September 15th, Comedy Showcase number 3 at the Dixie Creek Saloon with Chris Castles, Andy Bradwin, Mac Chase, and Jesse Priest with our host, Dustin Gatchel.
Yeah.
I will be there as well. 9:30 is that showtime, 21 and over, free show. And here's the last one for locals, Portland, Oregon, September 21st through 23rd. It's Sickness in September, a three-day death metal festival at the Red Room. My band, Drosera, will be playing a special instrumental set, as we don't have a singer yet, with other bands like Dead in a Ditch and Spawn. Day two has bands like Truculus, Otis from Nevada, Compulsive Slasher. Day three, you can check out Hyborian Rage with Dan from Truculence and a bunch of other bands. It's 3:30 on Friday and 2 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday. It's 21 and over, $10 per day or $20 for a three-day pass. So, yeah, go check out some of those shows. Lots of cool stuff coming up. And for all you death metal heads, Napalm Death is finally coming back to Portland for a show at the Hawthorne Theater on November 11th. So check that out. Thanks for listening. That has been your concert calendar update. My name is Terry Guile. Thanks for listening to the TagCast podcast.
Extra special thanks to Rock Out Radio for airing classic TagCast episodes on their Free for All Fridays. A block of podcasts they play. We air at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, but the block starts at 6 p.m. We encourage our listeners to check out all of the shows on rockoutradio.com.
We all know Amazon has amazing deals and free shipping on orders over $25. If you use our link on our website, tagcastpodcast.com, we'll get a small kickback and you'll be supporting our show. Just go to the top right hand of our website, tagcastpodcast.com, and click on the link.
Tagcastpodcast.com.